Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, Saturday night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Dylan Crews debut night here with the Fred Nats. Eric Bach joined by the Washington Nationals Director of Player Development, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun, long time no see. Thanks for coming back, my friend.
Thanks for having me. It had been that long. It's only been about 2.5 weeks, but yeah, good to be back.
I guess I didn't see you 2.5 weeks ago. So Crews' debut tonight is obviously the headline. I know it's one baseball game, but what are you expecting tonight from the number two pick?
I'm expecting him to get out there and play baseball like he's done his entire life. This kid's been one of those players that's been on the highlight stage or the biggest stage since he was in high school. He played in all the big showcases, all the tournaments, and all through college, Team USA. So this is, for him, just another game. We just want to see him get his feet wet and get out there and compete and get to know his teammates and have a good time tonight.
Seems like kind of the sideshow tonight is Harleen Susanna on the mound, but he's made a lot of strides this year, and I think you've overall, there's been some bumps in the road, but I think overall you have to be pretty pleased with his progress and where he is right now.
I think Susanna has definitely made some positive strides. You're talking about a 19-year-old kid with a big arm, really still learning how to control his body, his delivery, repeat his delivery consistently. We're really pleased with the quality of strikes that he's throwing right now. And the ability to land his breaking ball. The changeup has also come quite a distance for him thus far this season. So, again, just getting more consistent, being able to repeat, managing the actual game itself. We stress him out. We get him to 5 innings now. So I'm just proud of where he is and how he's maturing and growing throughout the course of the season.
7 guys from the 2023 draft class got here on Tuesday, and every one of them has made a positive impact so far with the Fred Nats. I want to talk about Andrew Pinckney first. He's just a... seems like just a physical specimen that can pretty much do it all. You've got to be thrilled with his start.
Yeah, Andrew's a good-looking player from Alabama. This guy can play all 3 outfield spots. He has above-average arm, solid average to plus runner, line drive gap bat with emerging power, and it's from right center field to the pool side. For him, again, just recognizing breaking ball and understanding how to manage the at-bat, what he's showing is that, you know, he's a guy who played 4 years of college. He's faced those Friday and Saturday night starters, so he should be able to control the zone here against these guys to go along with Morales. I mean, and Crews, these guys are all, you know, they come from big programs, they play big games, so they should be able to, again, control the strike zone, hunt the pitches that they're looking for, and really hopefully control the at-bat and execute the things that we need them to execute with whatever the scoreboard is dictating. If we have a runner on second and third, less than two, get them over. If there's a man on third, less than two, get them in. And they're showing that, you know, they're showing their competitiveness in the at-bats. They're grinding them out. What I love about these guys I've seen in these last 3 games is just the quality of the at-bats, man. It's been unbelievable from Nunez to Pinckney, even Duggar at the bottom third of the lineup. Brownie's been swinging the bat well. And if you paid attention at all last night, you watch Armando Crews, it becomes contagious. So they all start emulating and doing the same thing. It just grows the lineup. So the quality of the at-bats and the relentlessness in which they are attacking the other team's pitching staff has been so fun to watch. So I'm excited for this group. Again, these guys are playing so well, and it's not sure how long they get all to stay together, but we'll see how that goes here as we get started.
Right, talking with Deshaun Watson here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. You kind of stole my next question, is that rising tides raise all boats, right? And Armando Crews is a great example last night, but others as well that have been here for a while, maybe the entire season, these guys show up, and then the guys that have been here seem to take another kind of step up the ladder. That's got to be a good sign for you.
You know, it's baseball, really. It's about competition. And these young men, they understand that everyone is competing for an opportunity to get to the next level, to get closer to their dreams. That's to play in the big leagues. And you have to step up. You know, you have to man up. You have to step up. You have to execute. The attention to detail is so much more important. So as we continue to move this forward and these guys continue to, again, push each other, you will see them all kind of continue to elevate their game.
You were here the other night for that scary moment with Eric Tolman. He is good now as far as, you know, he's in good spirits. He's going to have some road to recovery. But that's kind of a jarring thing to happen in a clubhouse that has a lot of young guys that probably have never seen anything like that on a baseball field before.
It's sports, man. It's professional sports, and it's unfortunate that he had such a gruesome-looking injury out there on the field. All of these guys have seen people get injured, I would say, throughout their lifetime. It's just really rare that you see it in our game, especially an injury that looks like that. And it was a freak injury. Just leapt over the line, and Cleek got caught in a turf, and the next thing you know, he's on the ground, and we're waiting for the paramedics to take him to a hospital. But I think he's going to be fine. He's a very resilient young man. He's already come through with two Tommy Johns. This is another little setback, but I mean, he was actually pitching outstanding. He was up to 94, flashing a plus curveball. I was here to see him pitch, to see if he was ready for promotion, and so it's just unfortunate for him to have to go down. But I think he will bounce back from this. I still see him as a quality pitcher with electric stuff, and I'm not sure if you remember a pitcher by the name of Eric Magnante, who pitched for the Oakland A's. He was a teammate of mine with the Kansas City Royals, who pitched with two knee braces. So I'm not concerned about this young man's resolve or his intestinal fortitude. He will fight his way back onto the field real soon.
I definitely agree with that. Last one for you. As far as the organization goes, a lot of guys that have been here in Fredericksburg, Brady House was here for a while. Now he's in Double A. Trey Lipscomb's doing great in Double A. Jacob Young. There's guys emerging at every level of this organization, and I think that speaks to what you guys are doing. You got to be really happy about where you are right now as we wind down this minor league season.
I'm excited about where the young kids are. They're competing like crazy at multiple levels. You know, Wilmington is a really difficult hitter's park, but our kids have gone through there from James Wood to JY to Lip, Brady. They've all are gone. Even Lyle is there now. Yeah. Got off to a hot start, slowing down a little bit because the park, again, is a really difficult park to hit in. But these guys are making adjustments. These are really good young players that are on the come. I just like the way they're playing. We're still going to keep preaching about our pace of play and how hard we're going to play and how we're going to grind out these at-bats and control the strike zone. That's going to be the key for us as we continue to raise these young position players and as our pitchers continue to come. Bennett was here, jumped to Wilmington, had a little setback with his arm, but he's going to be healthy and back in the rotation, I think, on the 14th of this month. So looking forward to that. Let me see here. We've had so many guys that have had these breakouts. Rutledge, who's gone from, you know, here for 1 year, Double A this first half. Now he's already in Triple A, knocking on the door to the big leagues. So these guys are getting better. Jake Irvin, who started in Wilmington last year, was in our rotation and pitching well in the big leagues. We have some good arms. Ferrer, who started here a year ago, and now he's in the big leagues. So they're there. It's just a matter of us, you know, again, putting together our plans for these guys. They understand what they need to do in order to execute and believe in themselves and their stuff. And I think on the other side of the baseball, our position players, they're carrying it on offense and defense. They're executing. They're playing a really aggressive, you know, baseball on both sides of the baseball. We're picking it up and securing the ball on the defensive side. And my next goal is really to get these guys to run the bases a little harder. I want that first to third package to continue to improve and increase. We have Coco Crispin here, again, to emphasize what we are and what we're all about and how we're going to go about running the bases and attacking this game.
Deshaun Watson, Washington Nationals Director of Player Development, with us here on Fred Nats on Deck. Should be a memorable night here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.